You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Christ's radical love compels us to minister to others. Discover the truth of our call to discipleship in week 3 of our series, Radical.
We're talking about, in 5 weeks, we're talking about the core values ng church natin, ng movement natin. No? It's because, ang ibig sabihin ng core values, yun yung something na core na natin, value pa natin. Lalim. Yung core value is something yung, ito yung importante sa atin, hindi ito yung basta-basta lang, hindi ito yung binibili ng ibang tao. We hold on to this, we protect this, and we love this, and we're crazy passionate about our core values. And I think every person, we have core values, whether we like it or not. All of us, meron tayong value. Now, as a movement, meron din tayong core values, which is to honor God and make disciples. And yung mga sayings natin dito, Jesus period, 99:1, one chapter ahead, every member and minister, we value family. Those are the things that we value. Lima. Limang bagay na talagang excited tayo, passionate tayo. We preach about it since 1984 and we're preaching it now, even though we're 30 years old as a movement. And we hope to pass this on to the next line of Victory members. Right? Kasi ang Victory, you know, we've been growing and so there's a lot of new people coming. 2007, when we planted this church, we had 400 people that attended Music Museum. And now we're 3,000 already. So ibig sabihin, in 7 years, sobrang dami ng bago na hindi na narinig yung na-preach namin noong 2007, 2008, kaya inuulit ko na lang ngayon. No, so, hindi, loko lang. No, so, it means there's new people coming in and the prayer is that we'll be able to pass this on to the next generation. Those are our values. Ibig sabihin, passionate na passionate tayo. Ibig sabihin, makulit tayo about it. Ibig sabihin, passionate tayo about it. Ibig sabihin, makulit tayo about it. Ibig sabihin, makulit tayo about it. Diba? Ganon. Yung paulit-ulit. Pero hindi ka nasusuka, parang lalo ka na-excite. Kasi laging pinag-uusapan. Parang ito yung laging mong gustong pag-usapan because this is our core value. Passionate tayo dito. Makulit tayo dito. Okay? Makulit tayo dito. Passionate tayo dito. Alright? Okay, next. Okay. Sobre. Napakapilang. No? I think 3 months ago, I was invited sa isang demonstration. May UFC fighter na dumating dito, si Faber. And good friends kami. Actually, ako nagturo sa kanya mag-ano, UFC sa PS. No, so hindi. Okay, si Faber, no, was, and he had a demonstration. So tinawag niya yung mga sumali lang sa workshop. So hindi na ako sumali. Baka alam mo naman, nakakaya pag natalo ko siya. But in one of his, and I actually blogged about this, tagal na nito, no? 4 months ago. He was talking about, this was one of his moves. He's one of the best fighters now. Sabi niya, one of the most important thing as a fighter is you've got to protect your core. What does that mean? Alam niyo yung core, no? Ito yung core. No? Like, if you could see my six-pack hiding somewhere. Okay, no? Yung core, sabi niya, you have to protect it. Bawal magalaw yan ng opponent mo. Talagang, if you want to win, you've got to protect the core. And this was his, tawag niya dito, addict move niya, no? Ibig sabihin, para kang addict. Pagkapalapit na, gumaganon ka talaga. Pagka, di ba gusto nilang ipasok yung kamay nung ano? Parang nagchachansingan, di ba, pag nag-UFC. Parang ayaw mo talagang pagalaw yung core mo. Tapos just in case na makuha ulit yung chan mo, may move siya para bumalik lang ulit sa posisyon na ganon. Para hindi makuha yung core. Sabi, it's like, I look like I'm high on drugs trying to protect my core. And when he said that, sabi ko, grabe, parang ganun yung core values, no? You've got to be crazy passionate about the core values in your life that when somebody comes and tries to steal the core, you won't let that happen. Because this is core values. This is important. It means you come here and you don't want the core values of the church, of Victory as a spiritual family. And I believe in God's sovereignty. He created a lot of churches with different core values. Maybe this might not be the church for you. Why? Because this is our core. You can't challenge the core. We protect the core. We're very protective about the core values that we have. This is what we preach. This is what we live for. This is the reason why we are where we are today. Because we protected the core that God has given us. And the core values is so important. You've got to protect the core. And kahit sa Victory ka pumunta, no? Nung Friday, may youth service dito, feel na feel mo yung core, yung value. There were 300 young people who were here, Friday, worshiping the Lord, jumping up and down, making a loud noise. 100 people gave their lives to Christ Friday night. You know, God is doing something. And the reason, nung pagdating ng mga 100 young people in front, no, yung mga leaders natin, ready. Ready mag-minister, ready mag-disciple. Gusto mag-start ng victory group. Diba? And why? Because it's been passed on. We don't have to force them. We don't have to push or coerce them. They love the core. They protect the core. And they're crazy passionate about the core that God has given them. Right? That is our core values. Right? And ito yung youth service natin on Friday. Last week, I was in Victory Rojas City. And the same thing. You go there, and they're passionate about the core. Victory Rojas was planted by a church in Victory Iloilo. So in 2 years' time, meron na silang around 300 people. Grabe. Parang in the city of Rojas, God is moving. Disciples happening. Isa lang ang, dalawa lang ang paid staff, yung pastor at yung secretary niya. Lahat run by volunteers. Lahat volunteers nagpapatakbo. Nung nag-staff meeting, nagsalita ako sa staff meeting. Sabi ko, ilan sa inyo dito paid staff? Dalawa lang nagtaas. Sabi ko, oh, galing ha. Di ba? With a church of 300 plus, you've got only 2 paid staff. Also preach in Victory Iloilo nung Sunday. And we're now moving this Sunday. Ngayon. Okay, actually now, they have a service now. They just moved to our newly renovated and expanded Victory Iloilo Center dahil they broke already 1,000 plus people. No? And just amazing. We're in 7-8 years ago, they were 250 people. And now, they're 1,200 people already. And you go there, same thing, same language. We're making disciples. We're passionate about the young people. Kaya kahit saan ka pumunta, parang, uy, victory to. Hindi dahil sa kulay, hindi dahil sa logo, pero parehas yung lengguahe, parehas yung sinasabi. And they're passionate about the things that we've been passionate about since 1984. And one of those things that we're passionate about, this is our center pala in Iloilo, no? And in 1984, it has been said already, it's been harped already, that every member, a minister. Actually, 1991, nung narinig ko yan, every member, a minister. Pastor Steve was preaching, and he said, every member, a minister. Nung ako noon, I was 13, I think, 1991. When I heard that, it was like, what? I'm so young. I'm so cute. I'm so chubby. Diba? How can I be a minister? Kasi all those time, I grew up with the thinking ministers are those paid professionals who preach, who go to Africa and die for Jesus. No, that's my mentality about ministers. And here was this pastor saying, every member is a minister. Like, parang, ako, yeah, God can use me. I'm 12, I'm 13. God can use you. And the church has empowered young people to actually go and become world changers. And that's what we did. We went back to our high school and started acting like we're going to win the whole world. And we started winning our classmates. We started having revivals in our campuses. Why? Because it was preached to us that every member is a minister. Sabi sa Ephesians 4, 11 to 13, it was He who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers. For what? To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. The Bible talks about meron daw limang office. It was He who gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Explain ko lang to ha, para mas malinaw sa atin. Sabi ni Paul, ang trabaho ng mga nagtatrabaho sa loob ng simbahan, ang propeta, ang apostle, ang evangelist, ang pastor, at saka ang teacher, is to prepare God's people for works of service. So, ang tawag dyan, fivefold ministry. No? Yan yung fivefold ministry. Like example, binastos mo asawa ko, fivefold ministry. Ayan din ako. Ibig sabihin, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Lahat yan may trabaho. Ang trabaho nila, hindi mag-victory group sa office nyo. Ang trabaho nila is to prepare people like those attending the church to become ministers, to prepare God's people for works of service. Ibig sabihin, ang taong umaten ng church, hindi lang checklist mo umaten ng church. That's the least that you should do. Okay? But what you should do is to do the work of God and be a minister. Now, let me introduce to you yung nasa office natin, no? Kasi marami na, lumaki na yung Victory sa Metro Manila, 72,000 na tayo. So in the whole Philippines, 120,000 na tayo, no? So malaki ng Victory. No, that's why we had to create now a system and a structure para mag-govern ang simbahan na kahit na lumalaki, hindi nagkakagulo. Kasi in the past 30 years, wala pa rin split sa Victory. Right? Wala pang nangyaring split sa Victory. Bakit? Kasi nga, it's governed well. It's pastored well by men of God who fear the Lord. Let me introduce to you some of our apostolic team. Ito si Pastor Steve, siya yung founder ng Every Nation, no? Ministries. Siya nag-start dito. 65 missionaries came here, mga Amerikano, went to U-Belt, started a ministry, started an outreach. Pastor Steve was the only one who said, I'll stay behind. He was left behind. Okay, and everybody went back. Siya yung nag-disciple sa mga pastor natin ngayon. Sila Pastor June Escusar, sila Pastor Ferdy. It was Pastor Steve who did that. Right? So, yan yung naging trabaho niya. Until now, 30 years na, andito pa rin siya. Sabi nga niya, accidental missionary siya. Wala siyang planong tumagal dito. Pero 30 years na, sabi pa rin ni Lord, dito pa rin siya. Kaya andito pa rin siya. Though now, he is the president now of our Every Nation churches. He goes around and helps the pastors of every nation and trains them. Right? And so ngayon si Pastor Steve, kasi ang idea niya of leadership is leading with the idea of leaving. Ibig sabihin, I lead with the idea one day, it won't be me. Kaya nga ang ganda kasi pag sinabi mo Victory, hindi mo naririnig yung pangalan ni Pastor Steve. Because it was not built under one name. He started empowering locals to pastor the church. This is Bishop Manny Carlos. He was formerly our senior pastor in Victory, Quezon City. Pero dahil nga lumalaki na yung simbahan, we needed to elevate someone to pastor all the pastors. So inordain siya ngayon ng Philippine Council of Evangelical Churches at saka ng Victory to become our bishop. Ang ibig sabihin ng bishop, okay, and he's part of the apostolic team. Now, pag sinabi mong apostolic team sila or apostle sila, hindi yan yung tulad nila, Apostle Paul. Hindi ah, hindi ganun. Function yun. Ibig sabihin ng function, ang apostolic, pastor ka, pero ang pinapastor mo mga simbahan. Like ako, hindi ako pwede maging apostolic. Bakit? Isa lang yung pinapastor kong simbahan, Green Hills lang. Si Bishop Manny ngayon, isa ang nagpapastor ng mga simbahan ng buong Metro Manila. And the Philippines, actually. The whole Philippines. So lahat ng major decision, kailangan dumaan kay Pastor Manny, si Bishop Manny. No? So that's his job. Alright? Hindi siya parent ni ano, no? Okay. Anyway, ito naman si Bishop Jiray Mora. Si Bishop Jiray naman, yung bishop natin and apostolic team natin for the provincial churches. Kasi we have around 40 plus thousand in the province already. Close to 50,000 in the province already. So kailangan din may nag-handle sa kanila. Kung may problema yung pastor, kailangan ipastor ang mga pastor, may problema sa simbahan, si Bishop Jiray yung tumutulong doon. Even the trainings of the pastors, isa ang nag-head up niyan. Right? So at least alam niyo, di ba, na oh, may ganun pala ang trabaho ni Bishop Manny and Bishop Jiray. Ito naman si Pastor Joey, senior pastor natin sa Victory Fort. Pero ngayon, nadagdagan siya ng trabaho. He's also now part and heads up our compassion ministries. Ibig sabihin ng compassion ministry, one of our compassion ministry is Real Life Foundation that helps the scholar. We're now mapping out and laying out in the next few years na ang compassion ministries natin hindi lang sa scholars. Meron na rin for the poor, siguro sa sex trafficking. Hindi natin alam, no? But they're mapping out something para palakihin yung compassion ministries ng Victory. Right? And so he's heading it up as of now. This naman is Pastor June Escusar. Pastor June is our director for Every Nation World Missions. So lahat po ng mga missionary sa kanya po dumadaan. Siya yung nag-re-release at nagsasend out ng mga Filipino missionaries around the world. As of now, ang Victory Philippines, tayo ang nag-aalaga sa mga missionary at simbahan ng Asia and the Pacific. Right? So buong Asia covered ng Pilipinas, si Pastor June ang umiikot sa buong Asia. Whether it's Indonesia, Malaysia, Japan, si Pastor June ngayon yon. And even now, the Pacific, New Zealand, and Australia, si Pastor June Escusar ang nag-head. So yung trabaho niya, lagi siya nasa aeroplano. Di ba? Wow nung una. No? Nung matagal na, nakapagod pala. No? Alright? Aeroplano ka lagi. Alright? And this is Pastor Ferdy naman. He's now, dahil sa sobrang growth din ng Victory Metro Manila, we now have what we call Victory Metro Manila. Isang nag-head ng Victory Metro Manila. Kasi ang Victory is one church in 15 congregations in Metro Manila. What does that mean? Ibig sabihin, kung may nangyaring maganda sa Victory Green Hills, natutuwa ang buong 15 Victory Metro Manila. Isang simbahan lang tayo. Pag may nangyari sa Victory Metro East, lahat tayo malungkot. Bakit? We're one church. We help each other. Kung may mga church planting project tayo sa Metro Manila, example, magtatayo tayo sa Victory Cubao. Sino mga taga Cubao dito? Meron ba? Alright. Sige. Ayan, ayaw daw niya mag-Cubao. Okay, anyway. Di ba sa Victory, kunya, Victory Cubao, hindi yan project ng Green Hills. Project yan ng buong Victory Metro Manila. Magtutulungan tayo. Maghanap tayo dito. Sino gusto tumulong sa Victory Cubao? So, kunya, may nag-enlist dito na 100, sa Metro East 100, sa Galeria 100. Pag nag-plant tayo ng Victory Cubao, may 1,000 na tayo agad. Tapos mag-invite kayo ng mga friends na taga Cubao. Ganun tulungan. It's not one church. Diba? It's not my church, your church. Bahala kayo dyan. Basta kami dito. Masaya kami sa Green Hills. Kumakain kami dito. Diba? Hindi. Nagtutulungan yan. We help each other. Si Pastor Ferdy heads that up, yung Victory Metro Manila. And we actually meet every week. Lahat ng senior pastors, every Tuesday we meet. So magkakaibigan din kami at nagtutulungan kami. Kung may problema isa, tulungan. Alright? Brotherhood. Okay? Ngayon, dahil nga sa sobrang laki ng Metro Manila, kailangan din i-divide pa into what we call hubs. Ano ibig sabihin ng hubs? Ibig sabihin yan, by location. So may apat tayong hub, yung Victory Ortigas, headed up by Pastor Ferdy. Ang Ortigas is Ortigas, Metro East, and Green Hills. Isang hub yan. Nag-meet kami every Thursday naman. No? Si Pastor Ariel, yung nakaputi, siya yung taga-Victory Alabang. Senior pastor natin sa Victory Alabang. Meron tayong Alabang Hub. Dahil may Victory Alabang, Victory Muntinlupa, at saka Victory Santa Rosa. No? So, siya yung nag-head up nun. So, he's leading not just one church, but three churches. Though there's a senior pastor for Muntinlupa and Santa Rosa, but he oversees all of that. Si Pastor Paulo naman heads our fourth hub. Ibig sabihin ng fourth hub, yan yung Victory Fort, Victory Pasig, Victory Malate, at saka Victory Pioneer. So si Pastor Paulo ang nag-oversee niyan and he meets the pastor. Ito namang isa, yung medyo siga dito, si Pastor Gilbert, who heads up our Victory U-Belt Hub. Ang U-Belt, yan yung QC, Victory U-Belt, Victory Caloocan. Si Pastor Gilbert ang nag-head up ng churches natin doon. Right? So this is how we do it. No, it's not one person. It's a lot of people, it's team working together so that the church would continue to be pastored by the pastors and there's an empowering that happens as we continue to grow. Kasi walang textbook and how to pastor 100,000+ members, right? And so we're doing this along the way and we're trying to ask and seek God, Lord, how could we better lead the people and empower people to become ministers of the gospel? And that's why we have what you call this. So ang trabaho nilang lahat, plus kami, is to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Yan yung job description ng pastor. Hindi namin job description na pumunta sa office nyo para mag-victory group. Hindi pwede yung buong week ko, nasa offices nyo ako, ako na bahala dyan. Mas marunong ako sa'yo. Professional ako. Hindi, alright? Ang trabaho namin is to release you to start making disciples. Kaya makita mo, ang daming victory groups nangyayari everywhere na hindi na namin alam bakit, empowered na sila to make disciples. Now, if we don't see any discipleship happening, it means we're not doing our job. Pag kami ako ng problema, sabi ni Paul, we're doing the church a disservice. Why? We're not doing our job. Either we're lazy or we're insecure. That's why we try to get all the job so that we get all the credit. Rather than empowering people to actually go and make disciples. At isipin mo, no, kung mga pastor ko, umaako lahat ng trabaho, siguro ganito na kami ngayon, di ba? Diba? Pag nagpipreach kami, tulog kami, bakit? Sa sobrang pagod. You're tired because you're doing everything. And you know, we've got a wife, we've got kids, and so we also have a life, and so we need to also maintain that balance between ministry and between our family. And the only way to do that is to actually follow the biblical pattern to empower people that every member is a minister. Lahat tayo, minister. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang minister yan? Sabi mo, hi sister, hi father. Okay, minister. Mukhang minister ba yan? Yeah? Now, kahit hindi mo kang minister yan, we're called to actually minister to others. Okay? So, minsan kasi yung myth natin, no, na yung pastor nga gagawa lahat. So, nangyari, it causes the church people to demand from the pastor to spoon-feed them. Hindi sila magbabasa ng Bible, antayin nila yung message ng Sunday, yung pastor nagpapakain sa kanila. Ganon, no? Kung, tapos yung pastor din yung who would care for them and meet all their spiritual needs. Mangyari, it turns out, parang tingin nila sa pastor, spiritual giant. Sobrang anointed. Bang pag lumapit ka pa lang, feel mo na yung presence ni Lord. Medyo ganon yung dating. No? Tapos ang mga tao, parang spectators lang. Si pastor, bahala dyan. Yan ang linya palagi. Laging si pastor. And as what I said, hindi tatagal ang pastor when that happens. So when a pastor does all the work, he's doing a disservice to the church. So since 1984, we've been saying that every member minister. Kasi nung dumating dito yung 65 missionaries, sila Pastor Rice and Pastor Steve, they knew they only have a month. And so when sila Pastor Ferdy got saved, they started saying already, oh, you would start leading, ah, you'll start preaching already. Sila Pastor Ferdy naman, ha? 3 days old pa lang kami kay Lord. No, you'll start doing the work of the ministry. We'll train you, we'll equip you. Why? Because in a few days, we're going to leave. So lahat ng 100 plus na na-saved noong 1984, lahat yung kinausap. Lahat kayo ministers, ha? No choice, ha? Kasi kung hindi kayo mag-ministers, wala na to. Uwi na lang tayo lahat. So all of them were forced to rise up. Why? Because there's a need. There's a world to save. There's people that need to be saved. And the missionaries were leaving and they need to empower the Filipinos to start making disciples. And that's how our church was birthed. Because every member was a minister. 3-day-old in the Lord, you're a minister. 5-day-old in the Lord, you're a minister. Lahat tayo ministers. Yung iba para ha, kaya ko ba yan? Oh, kaya mo na yan. Kasi alam mo na yung John 3:16, di pa alam na kaklase mo yan. So expert ka na. Feeling niya, wow, galing mo. Memorize mo John 3:16, pero yun lang alam mo. Di ba? Huwag mo sabihin, yun lang alam mo. Di ba? It's all about perception. Okay. So, it's like, they're empowered to become ministers of the word. And so today, my message is simple. I have 3 points. Every member, minister. Hindi ko malagyan ng point yung ah. Kasi medyo malalim. Walang masabi mga Bible scholars sa ah. No? So what does that mean when you say every member, minister? Let's go to the first word. Every. According to the Greek word, yes, every means every. Huh? Not somebody, but everybody. Every pala is like all, which in Greek word means all. Parang inuuto ko kayo, no? Ibig sabihin, lahat daw tayo, every. Not just a chosen few, not just this section, not just those who said, I commit. Every member is a minister. Everyone. Everybody who says, I am a disciple of Christ, is a minister of the gospel. Jesus is not looking for church attendees. Hindi niya sinabi, go therefore and make church attendees of all nations. Diba? Making them give their tithes and offerings. Hindi. It's not. Jesus said, go and make disciples. Every member doing the work of the ministry. And it's not just a chosen few who would do the work. He's in the business of turning nobodies into somebodies. He picked the fishermen and said, we're going to change the world. Leave your business and follow me and we'll fish for men. Sipin mo, yun yung mga unang kinuha ni Jesus. Hindi yung mga taga-Ateneo. Hindi. Okay. Mga simpleng tao lang, mga tagalasal lang. Kinuha niya, unschooled, untrained. Doesn't know how to speak English. Okay. Di ba? Yan yung mga kinuha niya. Mga humble lang. Di ba kumuha siya sa mga masa, hindi man siya kumuha sa mga intellectual. You know, because he was saying, you know, and that's what discipleship is all about. Di ba, nung nag-start naman yung Victory, hindi naman nung, kasi all of our 1984 converts were from the province. Sila Pastor Ferdy, galing probinsya lahat yan. Nung nakita naman, di naman, ay nako, baka mukhang walang potential yan. Walang pinipili. O humihinga, disciple! Di ba, ganon, okay. Diba? So talaga lahat ng humihinga, dinidisciple nila. Nag-street evangelism sila. Ano ba tawag doon? Nagma-mime-mime, di ba yung... Di ba? Yung mga ganun, no? Lahat ginagawa, whatever it takes, sa bus, nagpe-preach, di ba? It means whatever it takes because we're crazy passionate that every member is a minister. Everybody needs to do their job. All right? Everyone. All right? So he's calling us to a new level of faith and passion to take part in what he's doing. You're missing a lot if you're just attending church. Because every member is a minister. They said there's three kinds of people. Those who make things happen. Those who watch things happen. And those who ask, what happened? No? Nasaan ka doon? Do you make things happen? When you become a member of this church, since you know that every member is a minister, you do your job as a disciple of Christ and say, I'm passionate about that. I'll embrace that. There are some people who are always looking, buti pa siya, ginagamit ni Lord ako, hindi. Baka kasi hindi pa ako ready. Hindi ko pa memorize yung Genesis to Revelation. Diba? So parang dami mong requirements. So hindi ka nagpapagamit kay Lord. And those who would ask what happened, yan yung mga tulog sa service. Ay, tapos na. Okay, uwi na tayo. Parang mga ganun, no? Hindi niya alam kung nagmumove na si Lord. Consume pa rin siya sa buhay niya. Ang dami ng ginagawa ni Lord, left and right. And they don't know what happened. Are you willing to be used of God? Willing ba kayo to be used of God? Okay. So you have to decide to stop sitting and get yourself enlisted to what God is doing. God is doing amazing things in our church. This past month, 1 month, we've added 400 members in our church. God is doing something. So you can't just sit down and say, wala namang opportunity dito. Ang daming opportunity. Hindi lang sa church, ha? Mismo sa office mo, ang daming opportunity. It's just saying, I'm a minister. Right? That every member is a minister. Ito sabi ni Michael Spencer, sabi niya, Jesus shapes spirituality. Here's Jesus say, believe and repent. But the call that resonates most closely in the heart of the disciple is follow me. A lot of people, when they hear the gospel, they would hear, believe and repent. But the disciple hears something deeper. Not just believe and repent. It's come, follow me. The command to follow requires that we take a daily journey in the company of other students. It demands that we be lifelong learners and that we commit to a constant growth in spiritual maturity. Discipleship is a call to me, but it is a journey of we. Kung gusto mo maging magaling sa isang bagay, alam mong there needs to be discipline, right? You need to be a lifelong learner of that. You're a swimmer, you have to swim. You cannot just read Swimming for Dummies. You have to actually swim and practice. You're a singer, right? You're a poet, just like me, right? And you got to read a lot of poems. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. And you got to master those things to be good at it, right? Same way with becoming a disciple of Christ, it takes commitment. Not a commitment for a two-hour service on a Sunday, but a daily journey. A call to me, but the journey is we. Being part of a spiritual family, being connected, being part of a victory group. Why? Ganun yan eh. It's a call to follow, not just to believe and repent. Next, member. So every, lahat daw, member. Now, what do you mean when you say member? Nalataan nyo ba sa Victory? Hindi tayo nag-announce. For those who want to be a member of Victory Christian Fellowship, we have membership class 101. After that, 102. And then 202, then 303. Wala, no? Pansin nyo, wala? Kaya ang dami nagtatanong, paano ba maging member ng Victory? Minsan, ang dami nagtatanong, Pastor, paano ba maging member ng Victory? Lumuhod ka sa harapan ko. Sabi mo, O King. Hindi, laka lang. Di ba? Paano ba maging member ng Victory? Valid question. But walang membership class? Bakit walang membership class? Kasi, nakita namin, pwede kang mag-membership class, pero hindi ka pa rin crazy passionate about the core values of the church. You can just attend a class and say, oh, member na ako ng Victory. Pero wala kang pakialam sa youth, wala kang pakialam sa discipleship, ayaw mo mag-Victory group. Then, mahirap maging member ng Victory that way. To be a member of a church, it means a member is someone who considers Victory as his home church. Bahay ko to. Dito ako. Dito ako magbibigay ng tithe. Active involvement ako sa church. Part ako ng Victory group. Hindi ako a spectator. I'm a member of this church. I own this church. Right? That is what a member is. What it means is that you're actively involved in the affairs of the church. Kaya, mga volunteers namin, lagi namin sinasabi, kailangan part ka ng victory group, ha? Kung gusto mo kumanta dito, dapat part ka ng victory group. Ay, jahe naman. Ay, hindi, ganun talaga yon. Kung hindi, hindi ka pwede kumanta dito. Usher na lang, part ka ba ng victory group? Ay, hindi. Ay, hindi ka rin pwede mag-usher. Janitor, pwede ba? Oh, bayaran na lang kita. Diba? Pero, ibig sabihin, you can't be part of an organization that you don't believe in. You've got to believe in the core values of an organization to say, I'm a member of that organization. Am I right? Diba? It's not harsh. It's reality. If you say, this is my home church, I'll be actively involved here. I'll give here. I'll support here. I'll build relationships here. Why? This is my home church. Iba kasi ang bisita sa may-ari, tama ba? Sino sa inyo may in-entertain kayong bisita sa bahay ngayon? You're entertaining guests right now. Lift up your hands. Yeah, one. Do we have? Meron ba nag-entertain ng visitors this week? Meron ba? Isa lang? Grabe. Isa lang hospitable dito? Okay. Christians ba kayo? Okay. Di ba? Sino dito naka-entertain na kayo ng bisita sa bahay? Taas na ng kamay. Example, di ba? Pag may in-entertain kang bisita sa bahay, tapos kumain sila, sino naghuhugas ng pinggan? Ha? Yung may-ari, yung bisita. Yung may-ari, di ba? Parang kapal natin. Uy, bisita ka, no? Pero ikaw maghugas niya, na may laway mo yung katire. Diba? Hindi pwede, di ba? Bakit? Kasi ikaw yung owner, eh. Bisita lang yan. Hindi mo papahugas ng pinggan yan. Di ba? Pag he makes a mess, you clean it up. Why? He's a visitor. He's a guest. But when you... Pero meron na ba kayong bisita? 1 year na nasa bahay nyo every day? Ha? Squatter ba tawag doon? Tawag doon, makapal ang mukha. Okay. Di ba pagka ganun na, ano na sasabihin mo sa kanya? Either, pwedeng umalis ka na dito, brother. Or, pwede ba magbayad ka na rin ng Meralco? Tsaka yung kwarto mo, hindi na ako maglilinis yan, ikaw maglinis yan. Tama? Yung guest room, naging room mo na eh. Nilagyan mo na ng poster ni Michael Jordan. Tsaka ni Daniel Padilla. Okay. Daniel. Anyway. Diba? Hindi na nakakatawa, diba? Ganon din sa church. Pag home church mo na to, hindi na ikaw yung reklamo ng reklamo. Naalala ko, 2008, almost every week, nung bago yung church, daming reklamo, Facebook, email. Ang dilim-dilim sa church. E nasa music museum tayo, wala akong magawa nun. Di ba? Talagang madilim. Di ba? May candy pa kayo. Sobrang sacrilegious, may candy kayo. Bago pumasok sa church. Tama ba yan? Di ba? Parang, seryoso ba tong email? Seryoso, may biblical verse pa siya. Nabawal ang candy sa church. No, so parang, alam mo na napansin ko, sa lahat na nag-email, wala akong kakilala. Hindi ko alam yung pangalan nila. Either hindi sila nagpapakilala or pag nagpakilala, hindi ko kilala. Bakit? Hindi sila actively involved. Ang mga reklamador, hindi member. Spectator. Kasi kung member ka, ikaw maglilinis ng sarili mong dumi. Tama ba? Kung may, alam mo ba yung nagbibigay ng candy? Nalaman ko na lang ito last year, no? 6 years na siyang nagbibigay ng candy. May nagdo-donate lang pala nung candy sa atin. And we have hate mails about candies, but we've got positive mails about the candy. You know, you're the church. It's first time I felt the love of God because you give away candy. Meron tayong member dito. Every month, nagpapakain sa mga volunteers natin. Would buy 200 chicken joys every month. Sino nakatikim na ng chicken joy? Okay. Pakisabi, isa pa. Isa pa. Grabe no, 200 chicken joy pinapadeliver dito. Just to feed our volunteers. That's his ministry. Ibig sabihin, everybody can minister. Don't say you can't minister. You can't say, you know, I can't talk, you know, I can't pray for others, I can't be an usher, I can't be part of a victory group. Every member can minister. Okay? Yun yung merong myth, no? Tawag myth of maturity. No? Ibig sabihin yan, marami kasi ayaw mag-minister dahil hindi pa raw sila mature. Pang mga mature lang yan. Ako, neophyte ako, rookie lang ako. Hindi ko pa kaya yan. Yeah. Yung myth of maturity, it convinces believers that before they attempt to minister to others, they need another discipleship class, another training, another seminar. Kailangan may certificate sa wall para maka-minister. Sabihin ko sa inyo, pag inaantay nyo yun, gusto nyo lahat ng class, attendan nyo, maging graduate kayo, may MDiv kayo, doctorate of whatever, pastoral ministry. Sabihin ko, after 5 years, imbis na madaming na-save, baka wala na kasi sa sobrang lalim mo na, hindi ka na makapag-usap ng mabuti. No? And you're still waiting and waiting for another class and you're saying, oh, ano pang class pwede yung offer? Wala naman masyado ini-offer dito sa Victory, ano ba yan? Kasi yung ino-offer natin is for every member to be a minister. Because that's how you'll grow. Look at Ephesians 4:12, di ba? Ano sabi doon? To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Once you start doing ministry, what happens? The body of Christ may be built up. And then verse 13, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become what? Mature. I do ministry and then maturity happens. Somebody was saying to me, takot ako mag-lead ng Victory Group kasi baka matanong, tapos di ko masagot. Sabi ko, actually, pag ikaw nag-lead ka na ng Victory Group, mapupush ka talaga eh. Kailangan mo magbasa ng Bible. Kailangan mo mag-pray. Kasi pag yung Victory Group member mo, mas malalim na sa'yo, siya na mag-lead sa'yo. Di ba? Ngayon, magpipray ka. Bawat Victory Group meeting mo, magpipray ka muna, Lord, Lord, di ba, Lord? Sana prepare yung hearts nila, Lord. Sana may mangyari, Lord. Sana may sumipot. Di ba? So, magpipray ka, di ba? Why? Because it pushes you because you know it's a new responsibility that God gives you. And you don't take it lightly because every member is a minister. We mature as we minister. Right? It is our conviction that every disciple is called to make disciples. And that's why every member is a minister. Now, you might have your excuses. I want you to watch this video para matanggal lahat ng excuse natin. Dahil ito, pag napanood natin, wala na tayong excuse. Right? Can we watch this?
Nung bata ako, mayroon akong pinsan na hindi nakakapagsalita at hindi rin nakakarinig. Gusto kong makatulong sa kanya. Siguro, doon nagsimula yung kagustuhan kong makatulong sa mga gaya nila. Volunteer na ako sa church noon. Isang Sunday, tinawag ako ni Marge. May kausap pala siyang isang deaf. Nag-a-attend siya ng service, pero hindi ko alam kung naiintindihan niya yung nangyayari. Naging kaibigan ko si Georgie. At tinuruan niya ako ng konting sign language. Makalipas ang ilang buwan, nag-enroll ako sa isang sign language school. Habang natututo ako ng kanilang language, dumarami din yung umaattend sa church na may kaparehong pangangailangan. Kaya every Sunday, nagta-translate kami para sa kanila. Nakapag one-to-one din kami. Masayang-masaya akong makita na yung mga nag one-to-one ay nakapag Victory Weekend na. Ngayon, sila naman yung nag one-to-one sa iba nilang kasama. Nakakataba ng pusong makita kung paano nakatulong yung kakaunting nalalaman ko para makakilala sila kay Jesus. Ang discipleship pala, nagsisimula sa isang pagmamalasakit. Gusto mong makakilala ang lahat kay Jesus, pero merong mga tao na kakaiba yung pag-aalala mo sa kanila. At siguro, ang Diyos din ang nagbigay sa atin ng burden na yun. Pero iba yung saya na makita mo ang lahat ng taong malapit sa puso mo na makakilala kay Jesus.
There's no excuse. You can be mute, but you could be a mouthpiece that God would use to share the gospel. Don't say, I'm not gifted. I'm not mature enough. You know, the seeds of God's love has been planted in your heart. All you need to do is step out. Take that risk. Step of faith to actually go out and minister. Which is our last minister. Ano ibig sabihin ng minister? When we say every member a minister, we're not talking about ordained ministers, right? We're talking about every member doing the ministry. When you say minister, walang pinipili yan. Pwedeng mga young people, this is a group of young people, na in-invite niya yung friend niya, and they disciple their friend, and they baptize their friend. They water baptize their friend. It means you would see it happen everywhere. Where young people are making disciples of other young people in the campus, and they're the ones leading their classmates to the Lord, and just the effect of that. Galeng, di ba? It can also mean the older ones. Not old, but the older ones. Di ba? Wala namang old sa Green Hills. Tama ba? Walang matanda sa Green Hills, di ba? Okay. Alright. Yon. Sige. Alright. Di ba? And there's some of our fastest growing group right now are from the people who are in business, people who are retired, And it's one of our galing, galing lang ni Lord. And now there's a second wind of just wanting to minister and reach out to the next generation. And I'm really blessed to have women like that in our church, and even men in our church who continually go out and minister. Meron tayong tinatawag the myth of ministry, na only professional ministers can minister. Some believers may say, I'm not yet ready to be used by God. The myth is some people who believes they are not mature enough, don't pray enough, don't know enough, versus have too many past sins, so on and so on, I'm young. Daming excuses pwede talaga eh. Diba? And these keep them from engaging and making disciples. Let me give you a tip, and I want to end with this. Yeah. I've been doing this ever since I was young in the faith, and I've been doing it up until now. Before I go up and preach, I would do this all the time, no fail. Every time I would do ministry, I would do this all the time. Sabi sa Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth. If we are to be ministers, tip, life-changing tip, okay, is to always ask the Holy Spirit to help you minister. It's to ask the Holy Spirit, come and do your work in me. So before I go up and preach, I would always pray during worship. Holy Spirit, just come. Fill me up to overflowing so that I can preach your word with fear. So, Lord, so that your word would have its power, that it would penetrate the hearts of men. Lord, I know on my own I'm not eloquent. Lord, but with the power of God, I could preach your word with conviction and it would change hearts. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Before I read my Bible, I would pray, Holy Spirit, enlighten me today as I read your word. Lahat! Balik ka! Humingi ka ng lakas sa Holy Spirit. Since early days, doing ministry, I would always pray for the Holy Spirit to empower me to do the work. And you know what? You'll be surprised. Magugulat ka sa ability ng Holy Spirit kung paano niya ilalagay yung abilidad ni Lord sa inyo so that you can actually go out and minister. It's powerful. You know, when you start doing that, when you start relying on the power of the Holy Spirit, whether you believe it or not, I'm a shy kid. Yeah. Up until now, I'm... Okay. Anyway. Okay. Di ba? Marami sa atin mahihayin, pero pag in-empower ka ng Holy Spirit, yan ang unang natatanggal eh. Kasi alam mo, hindi na ikaw eh. Alam mo ano tinitingnan ni Lord? Hindi tinitingnan ni Lord kung kaano karaming verses alam mo. Alam mo ano tinitingnan ni Lord? Willing ka ba to step out in faith and believe God to minister? To pray for someone, encourage someone, it takes a stepping out in faith. It's stopping, di ba? Huwag na yung, ano, yung feeling na nag-chicken out ka. Parang, eh, paano na pag pinag-pray ko tapos namatay? Paano na pag-pray ko, hindi naman gumaling. Diba? Tapos may verse na binigay sa si Lord. Tapos sabi, alam mo, may verse lang na binigay sa si Lord for you. Ganitong verse. Nakaka-relate ka ba? Hindi. Diba? Minsan may mga ganun, diba? Pero alam mo, nung tinitingnan ni Lord, hindi kung nakarinig ka ng tama eh. Kung na, ikaw ba nag-step out in faith. Kasi when you step out in faith, that's when you start to build up your spiritual muscles. Eh. Diba? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And once you step out in faith, you will start to see miracles happen because you step out in faith. Diba? Minsan, hiya lang yan. Kaya nga ang tip is, Holy Spirit, come. Why? Because it's not you. When you pray for somebody and someone gets healed, it's not you, it's the Holy Spirit. Right? When you pray for someone and encourage someone, sobra siya na-encourage, swak yung verse na binigay mo, it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit speaking and using you. But it takes a willing vessel to say, I'm a minister, and I would go out and step out in faith. Can I ask just to play a keyboard? I want us now, we're going to do something today. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to empower us to be ministers. Right? Can we just all stand up right now? Right? And when we say every, we're not talking about those who finish Victory Weekend. Maybe you're here, it's your first time here. Some of you, you're not yet even a Christian. God can use you. When the Holy Spirit comes, God can use you. Amazing what the Holy Spirit can do. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to empower you to become ministers. Now, if you're here today and you're saying, that's me, I want to be used of God. Today, I'm not saying I need to be a professional minister to minister. Holy Spirit, use me to be a minister. Can you lift up your hands? We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come to fill you up this afternoon. I believe you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit, even as Acts 1:8 says, and you'll become effective ministers of the word. Just lift up your hands if you're willing. Now, if you're not, no need to lift up your hands. We're going to ask willing vessels right now. Again, if you're not willing, don't need to raise your hands. But if you're saying, that's me, lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord. Lord, we ask for open heavens, Lord, so that the power of the Holy Spirit may come upon your people today. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Holy Spirit, come. Come in a fresh way. Come in a new way. Come in a powerful way. Can you just pray right now and say, Holy Spirit, come and fill me up. Holy Spirit, empower me to be an effective witness. Lord, use my hands, my mouth, my life. Lord, to be a mouthpiece of the gospel, of healing, of encouragement, of the Holy Spirit's power to move. Not just in my life, but in the life of my friends who don't know Jesus yet. Lord, in our office where the presence of God is not there, Lord, as I enter into that office, Lord, your presence will be there. Lord, make me an effective witness. Lord, whether I'm 10 years old or I'm 70, 80 years old, it doesn't matter. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Lord, we receive you. Fill us up today. Holy Spirit, even as we start to move in faith and step out in faith into the supernatural, you would fill us up with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, okay, no, don't clap your hands yet. Wait, we're going to do something. Right? I want you to go and find someone, seatmate or sa likod nyo na hindi nyo kilala. Somebody you don't know, alright? Okay, can you do that right now? Okay, nobody would look at me. You have to be looking at somebody else. Right? Right? And I want you to ask that person, okay, kung meron siyang sakit. Right? Are you sick? Because that's one of the... Okay, I'm teaching you now how to do it outside. We'll practice here because you've been empowered by the Spirit of God. Right? Can you ask now someone? Look around you. Look around. Introduce yourself to someone and say, can I... Is there any sickness that you want me to pray for? Okay. Tanong niya lang. Alright. Tanong niya lang. Alright. Okay. Kung wala siyang sakit, sabi mo, dapat meron. Dapat. Okay. Kung wala, meron bang kaibigan, kamag-anak, kapamilya na may sakit, let's believe God for healing also. Right? Go, go, go. Doesn't matter if it's your first time here. We're going to see a miracle of God moving as we ask the Holy Spirit to empower you. Alright. Natanong nyo na. Natanong nyo na yung may sakit. Alright? Alright, can you do this right now? Alright, can you do this right now? I want you. Okay. Okay, everybody, look here. Alright. Kung may sakit siya, at hindi private part yun, pwedeng lay hands mo. Kung shoulders, knee, back. Alright? Can you just lay hands sa head? Okay, whatever that is. Can you just lay hands right now? And I want you to do this. Whether it's your first time or not, that's what I'm saying. The Lord will look at those people who would step out in faith. I want you to lay hands. I want you to pray a simple prayer. Don't cast out demons, okay? Right? Pray a simple prayer, okay? Just say, kunyari, meron siyang headache. Lord Jesus, I pray right now for the presence of God and the healing of God to come upon my brother. Lord, we ask that you would remove this headache right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as you pray, some of you, okay, look at me. Wala muna, wala muna. Wag ko siya na excited. Okay. Some of you, as you start to lay hands, here are common things that happen when a Christian lays hand on someone and pray for healing. Common things are some would start to feel heat just flow through the affected area. So, minsan kung ito yung pilay, biglang, init. No? It means God is starting to heal, right? Some of you would feel it. Some of you won't feel anything, but I want you to check it out after. Kung di ka makalakad kanina, hindi ka makasmile kanina kasi bungi ka, tapos ngayon may ngipin ka na, di ba? Okay. Tawag dyan, creative miracle naman. Alright? Totoo, may creative miracle na tinatawag na tumutubo yung ano, pag maliit yung kamay, biglang, and God can do that also. Pero, we'll start here now. Practice lang. Right? Kung ano man yung sakit niya, I want you just to pray. Short prayers, not too long prayers. In your own words, however you pray to God, kung meron ka pang rain dance muna bago ka mag-ano, do whatever it is. But I want you to minister. I want you to lay hands on someone and start praying right now. Right? Start praying right now. Right? Start praying for that person. Lay hands on the affected area. Holy Spirit, just come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healing, healing, healing. Power of God flow in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, healing flow right now. Jesus, heal, 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 heal right now in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Lord, supernatural power of God, move. Move right now. Just step out in faith. Step out in faith. Simple prayers would do. It's the same Holy Spirit. It's the same Holy Spirit that would move. Right? Go, 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 go. Pray. Pray. Pray healing. Healing. Flow. Let the healing power of God flow right now, Lord. Even as your people are praying, flow. Healing power flow. Power of God move right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit flow. Holy Spirit flow. In the name of Jesus. Healing come. Healing come in the name of Jesus. Healing come in the name of Jesus. Healing come in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Healing come. All right, look at me. Look at me. All right, who among you here felt something? You felt something? Can you wave your hands? So I want you to see. Okay, wave it so I could see. Okay, you see? All right? It's not a professional who prayed for you. It's just a child of God. And you're starting to feel something already. Right? Alam mo, ganun kasimple. Pag nasa labas kayo, gusto nyo mag-pray. Pagdating nyo sa office, may umiiyak doon. Pag-pray nyo, ba't ka umiiyak? Di ba? Baka depressed pag-pray nyo. Just pray. No need to cast out anything. Just pray the love of God. The presence of God. Right? Just automatic. Pag may umuubo sa office, pag-pray nyo. Pansin ko, umuubo ka na for 2 weeks. Pag-pray lang kita kasi medyo ang ingay mo na eh. No? So, pag-pray mo lang. Alright? And start believing God for healing to happen and flow. Alright? Chinky, any?
I'm just really encouraged with what Pastor Dennis has shared. I do believe the same God that's operating to the life of Pastor Dennis is the same God that's operating in our lives. Amen? I just want to remind everyone inside this room, God doesn't look at our ability, but God is only looking at your availability.
Yeah.
Ang issue hindi yung ano eh, kung alam mo eh. Ang issue, willing ka ba? The reason why you never receive, because you never asked. That's the reason why when you ask from God, Lord, use me, mold me, you know what? God can really empower you. And that's the reason why God is saying, trust in the Lord with all of your what? Lean not on your own ability and giftings, cuteness, strength, and everything. It's never about us. It's about God, the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Yes.
The more you and I decrease, the more God, the Holy Spirit in our life will increase. And God wants to remind you here on Joshua chapter 1. I just want to read from this text. Do you believe that the Holy Spirit is in you right now? Yes or no? God is saying, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then you will be what? Prosperous and succeed in all you do. This is my command to you. This is the command of the God, the Holy Spirit to you. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be what? Afraid or discouraged. For the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. Whenever you pray for someone, you don't doubt, you just believe. God, the Holy Spirit, will use you. Whenever you speak life to someone, you just got to believe. Lord, I don't know what to say. No, God, the Holy Spirit, will give you the proper words. Lord, I don't know what to do. No, you just need to step out in faith. The Lord God will be with you wherever you go. Amen? Lord, I just pray, Lord Father, for the mighty men and women of God inside this room. Lord, starting today, there will be no excuses for each and every person because everybody, every member is a minister. Young or old, Lord Father, it doesn't really matter. As long as we want to be used by God, you can use us. If you can use a donkey, Lord Father, to preach the gospel, if you can use the rock to praise and worship you, you can sure mightily use us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen and amen.
Amen. All right, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.